Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've been defending freedom for going on 5 years on this channel. I've always been a person that stands up for the underdog and that seeks to educate and inform, inspire, exhort, empower, so that you can understand your rights. You can read between the lies and you can point out all of these oppressive tactics of the powers that shouldn't be. And I titled this video, Is It Even Worth It? Because I got a very compelling email from a healthy American in response to a video that I did a couple of weeks ago, where I was sharing the very devastating losses that we had in our family with my 19-year-old Elsie kitty cat, and then 1 week later, my beloved teddy bear. And I really understand where she is coming from when we are thinking about all of the time and effort and energy that we put into this fight. And are we neglecting any other important things in our lives? I want to dig into that a little bit with you. And then I want to also leave you with a couple of very inspiring messages that I received. And my hope and prayer is that they will inspire you as well. Now, one thing I do on this channel is I share a lot about what is going on in our environment. So let me share my screen and we're taking a look at my playlist. And I hope you will make a note of it. It's called Weather. And this video had nearly 50,000 views about the government admitting to manipulating the weather. Now, again, some of these, like that was recorded in September 2022. I probably will be updating some of these because just to bring them up to date, although the information is still valid. And then I've done a lot about the spraying in the skies, a simple action to take about the milky skies. And these are not just contrails. And of course, I probably will get slapped now with something by YouTube telling me that, giving me a description about how all this spraying in the sky is normal and how they came up with all these crazy new words to describe these unnatural clouds. So what I wanted to do is welcome a new sponsor to the show, because it is all about taking care of detoxing your body if you are concerned about what's going on in the air. So the modern world is riddled with heavy metals and other poisons, of course, in the air, as I just showed you, and pollution, and in our water and in food, poisons in our drinks, in the material that they use to build our homes. And of course, we know all of the nefarious ingredients in the cocktails. And many of us were subjected to that as children, and we didn't even have a say in it. So these poisons cause an enormous amount of sickness and can lead to shorter lifespans. Now, many of you were asking me to research this zeolite, and I am learning about it right now. And this one here, Zeolite Extra, binds to all of these poisons with just a few sprays a day. And it allows the poisons to exit the body harmlessly as normal waste products. The particulates in the Zeolite Extra from Epic Minerals, which is right here, epicminerals.net, are small enough to pass through the blood-brain barrier, eliminating mercury and other toxins directly from the brain. So this is what the information I got from them. The result is a healthier body, a healthier brain. It's easy to take. You just spray it in your mouth. It tastes like water. So check it out. You'll find it at epicminerals.net. I want you to use the promo code Peggy, and you can find out about the most effective detoxification solution in the world, as they claim. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And that is epicminerals.net. Friends, these last several weeks have been very, very difficult for me personally. And I know that many of you have suffered losses, extraordinary losses, excruciating tragedies and pain and unbearable situations in your life, and you're just questioning how you can go on. I decided to share with you on this channel what I've been going through with the loss of my beloved animals. I've been in animal rescue for many years, and you know, these were very important members of our family, and I am just still trying to come to grips with this new sad way of life without these animals with me. And I stick with me till the end because I want to share with you a video of my teddy bear. I've got two videos, actually. One was the very first video I ever made for YouTube for The Healthy American. And then another video where my silly teddy bear just did not want to get out of the car. In some of my previous broadcasts, many of you noted that you would hear Teddy barking, especially when I would get upset and when she was telling me enough is enough, it's time for me to go on my walk. And normally I would end the broadcast and then take her on her walk because my animals, my family are my first priority. And that is why I'm fighting so hard for our freedom and for our way of life, because we want to protect our loved ones from these harms and we want to protect ourselves from the oppression and tyranny of the government. And many of you reached out to me saying, Peggy, I knew what was going on wasn't right, but I didn't know how to stand up for myself until you showed me the way. And in fact, friends, I want to share with you a couple of encouraging notes. This is just one. I mean, and you can, this is full of probably, and this is not even half of it, probably well over 100 cards and letters. And I have bins and bins and bins and bins of these that I've received from my audience, my viewers, and other healthy Americans, other freedom fighters, all of you that have been standing up and fighting for several years. And I am so grateful for all of your support. I literally could not get through this without you. But here's what I want to pose this question. This was such a poignant message that I got on my video, which was talking about my loss. And Kator said, I am so sorry for you, Peggy, your husband, and anyone who is going through a loss. And this is what I really resonated with me. She writes, it makes the crazy things happening in the world that we are all just talking about seem unimportant and stupid. Our loved ones are all that really matters. The rest just seems small and unimportant. And it makes me mad when I think about the distraction that comes from the newest thing that we're supposed to worry about and what they plan to try to do to us. This message really resonated with me because over the many years, when I think about the sacrifices that I've made, the choices that I've made to reduce my hours of sleep, to not exercise, to not prepare a meal or do the laundry or do the housekeeping, because I was devoted and I am devoted to defending freedom, to educating others on their rights and how to stand up for them. But it was about a year into all of the hogwash, as I call it, that I realized I could not continue in that manner because I was going to be burnt out and I was going to damage my health and then I wouldn't be any good to anyone at all. And so it was literally a year into this, going to all of the board meetings and doing a lot of speaking events. I had an onslaught of emails. I would literally get thousands of emails just pouring in from people asking for help, which is why I decided to really correlate all of my information and synthesize it so that people could have it in a way that they could understand it both in the free videos and then in some online programs that I had. And that was how I was able, you know, one person to help hundreds of thousands of people. YouTube tells me that I've had over 10 million views on all of my videos. And so I know that I have had an impact in this way. However, there are still times when I question, is that the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Especially when I get hit, I get targeted, I get the hate mail, I get the death threats. And you know, I am on record to say that I am doing this for God. God prompted me to create the Healthy American channel. I believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, I am directed to so many pieces of information that I normally wouldn't have found on my own. I mean, how could I have discovered that in the vehicle code of California, there is a law that states that you have a right under your religious rights to not wear a face covering? That actually was written into the law many years prior to all of this hogwash, yet no one had uncovered it, including attorneys who didn't want to touch anything to do with cooties with a 10-foot pole because they didn't want to be ostracized from their law firm. So very few attorneys would stand up. But I can only say that I was guided by the Holy Spirit to research and uncover so many just eye-opening factors and facts over these last several years. I've broken many stories and have exposed so much government corruption. And I will tell you, it really wears you down. And so when I hear a message like this from a healthy American, that this message resonates with me, especially in the recent loss of my animal family members. And it's like, is this what's really important in life? And I will say that it's not all or nothing, that taking care of your family, taking care of your health, spending time with your loved ones, whether they're human or animals, spending time doing what brings you joy, sharing the gifts that God has gifted you with, those are important as well. Many times on this channel, I think you know that I stand for positive encouragement. And many times I have encouraged you to turn off the headlines, to get out of the spin cycle, to spend time living your life in a way that is filled with purpose and passion and love, because that is the most important thing of all. So I really appreciated this message. And over the last few weeks, I did do a number of important replays because the information about rabies and so forth, I had researched previously, and I was in no capacity to actually come onto the channel live. So I did do that to take care of my own healing, and I'm still going through deep grief. I also am being so uplifted by your messages of encouragement. I just wanted to share a couple with you, and then stick with me till the end because I've got a couple little videos that I want to share with you from Teddy. Many of you said, Peggy, I would love to see more pictures of Teddy. I heard her barking. And when I used to have a different background, you would see Elsie walking through as well. And I am grateful that these animals were really a part of the Healthy American team. And they loved to hear my voice when I was recording. They were right here with me. And I am so grateful for their love and the gift of life that God granted them. And for both of them, they were about to be, well, Teddy was about to get hit by a car, a tiny little puppy, and Elsie was about to be euthanized at a couple of months old. And so I can really feel grateful that I had them for so many years. So this comes from lovely Cheryl, and Cheryl has been a longtime Healthy American from 2020. She's still very active, comes on to our monthly webinars that are for all of the supporters at the last Saturday of every month. We had Amanda Vollmer last week. It was fantastic. Coming up, we're going to be having Dr. Sam Bailey. We're also going to be having Pastor Kemble from KPAC Bible Church to offer some spiritual support. And I love having these guest speakers in our private platform because there's no censorship. We can speak freely. So Cheryl writes, Dear Peggy, I repeat, you are my hero. I cannot, first of all, thank you, Cheryl. I don't believe in the heroes, but I do appreciate your sentiment there. She says, I cannot thank you enough for your ongoing tenacity, drive, hard work, educational information, powerfully inspiring and uplifting videos, smart interviews, empowering and innovative tools that help us, the Healthy Americans, to push back against the unprecedented tyranny and all that threatens to take over our lives. These continue to be incredibly challenging and overwhelming times. And she sent me some beautiful gifts. And she said, I wanted to send you these gifts, Peggy, as a show of my appreciation for all of your hard work and encouragement. I have to tell you, Peggy, I think if we ever got a chance to meet in person, we would become besties. There are so many things you have shared on your videos that truly resonate with me. For instance, on a couple of your videos, you mentioned that whenever anyone arbitrarily barks orders, your first inclination is to ask why, instead of just blindly obeying. She said, I am exactly the same. And then another time you said that you really like interacting with a good book by marking in it, making notes, highlighting it, tabbing specific sections. And she said, oh my goodness, I do the exact same thing. You should see my books. She said, I share your passion for animals, nutrition, fitness, community, truth, justice, freedom, and above all, God's word. And she said, speaking of freedom, I believe the whole idea of freedom communities and networking is a great one. So it's a very lengthy letter, two-page letter, but she says, in closing, again, I say, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep up the good work. You inspire us all. Much love and prayers to you and your precious family. Friends, I've got literally thousands and thousands of cards and letters from my Healthy Americans. And I love to share them with you so that you'll be inspired as well, especially if you feel like you just can't go on. So many people have had losses over these years. And I truly believe that being supportive of one another is the best thing that we can do, which is why I love coming onto this channel and getting back into the swing of work is actually something that is helping me with my own grief, because for a short period of time, I have something else to focus on other than my sorrow. And speaking of my very treasured teddy bear, I want to share with you, first of all, this cute little video. This was prior to all of the hogwash. And here she is in her favorite place, which was the car. The car was like her doghouse. She loved to go for car rides. She never wanted to get out of the car. So let me share this with you and you'll see. I'm trying to exhort her from getting out of the car. Here she was probably, maybe she was about 8 years old in this one here.
Is this your doghouse? Teddy, let's go. Come on. Let's go, Teddy. Teddy bear. Is that it? Is that it? Come on, come on, let's go. Come on, come on, Teddy.
Well, oh.
Is this your dog?
Needless to say, Teddy didn't get out of the car. She absolutely loves nothing more than being in the car. Here's another one where she is not going to move unless I put her in the car.
Okay, Teddy, I gotta get my keys first. Teddy bear, I gotta get my keys first before we can go in. Okay. Teddy, are you gonna let mommy get her keys? Okay, let's go. Come on. I gotta get the keys. Come on, Teddy. Come on. I know it looks like she's not well trained, but look at how she looks at the car. There's no place she would rather be. Of course, never on hot days, never alone, never in the sun. But she is so funny. She wants to be in this darn car. All right, we're going a little bit, girl. We already went. Oh, no. I'm going to have to get David to bring me the keys.
Oh, my goodness. She is just too adorable. Oh, I keep that love in my heart forever. I told you about the heavenly hugs in a previous video where somehow up popped in my email an ad for Teddy Dental. This is like a dentist's office for children. That just popped up. That was very strange. And then my husband and I were getting into the car a couple of days ago and he looked down and there was a little silver cross that he found right on the sidewalk. Those are the heavenly hugs. I told you about LC and then seeing a license plate in front of me that said LC. So these things, I believe, are God's way of telling me that all is well and all will be well. I want to thank all of you for your cards, your letters, your gifts, your prayers, your donations, your support, for being a part of this Healthy American community. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have the best audience on YouTube. Those who have stayed. There are some that have taken themselves off of this channel because they didn't like the facts that I was presenting. It didn't match up with their narrative that they wanted to believe. And I actually have compassion for people that are experiencing that kind of disconnect. It is another type of grief and loss. So thank you everyone for being on board. I want to thank the moderators who come onto this channel every day to keep that stream flowing. And I am grateful for all of you that are with me as we march this all the way to heaven.